Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I was standing around talking with some friends the other day, and I made this observation that made me think, and that was, you know, lately I've been going to more funerals than weddings. Well, you know, I mean, most of my friends' kids have been married, and, you know, some of my friends have gone through their second marriages and so on and so forth. But I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about that kind of thing, but it's part of life. And that's what social networking is all about. So what I want to talk today is about three mistakes that a lot of businesses make when it comes to using social networking and social media. But I'm going to interweave some stories in there. So the first story is this. And the first story is about, I'm going to call him my ex-stepson. It was my first wife's kid, with him for 7 years, had been friends ever since. As a matter of fact, when we were out in Denver at a conference, and I say we, me and a bunch of my cohorts were in the business speaking and doing our thing, my stepson happened to be a manager at a restaurant. He's a culinary expert and invited me out. So for the first time, I jumped in an Uber and went out and spent an evening with him in Denver in his environment, which was very, very cool. Well, I got the news a little while ago that his dad died in a tragic boating accident. And unfortunately, the news came over social media. And so I made sure that I would go and support him because he's been a friend for years. And I'm talking about the stepson, but also his dad, who used to play drums in my recording studio on Christmas albums when, you know, he didn't need to, but we were friends. We had a cordial and very nice relationship. And that's what social media is all about. So the first mistake that I see a lot of people making is that social media is a medium. It's a place where you deliver content, okay? It's, you know, no different than the radio or TV or newspapers or things like that. It's a place to distribute content. But social networking is all about the relationships. As I went through the line and met the poor deceased guy's wife who remembered me and his mother, I started to look back and I just saw a whole bunch of history, a bunch of people that I had not seen in years, and some of whom I've connected with on social media, but others who have been following me on social media. And I walked up to them and said, hey, it's so good to see you. I'm so sorry to see you under these circumstances. And they started rattling off things about me and my business and things like that. Now, this certainly wasn't about me. I mean, it was about the poor deceased person. But it was also about a community of people that were staying in touch in ways that even I didn't realize. I couldn't believe how much people knew what was going on in my life and other people's lives. So that's it. Social networking is all about people, and it's all about being human, and it's trying to be somebody who can connect with people on that human level. Which brings me to mistake number two. And mistake number two is a lot of people just want to be their company online. They just want to be their business, and that's all they do is promote and sell their crap. But let's look at this from a slightly different angle. If you're a large company like Apple or HP, Hewlett-Packard, or somebody like that, you're in a different business than most of us in small business are. Bigger companies are on social media to be in the customer management, customer service, and customer relation business, which is slightly different than what small businesses do. As small businesses, we are in the relationship marketing business. That means we are there to build relationship with people who are either potentially going to be our customers or are somebody that maybe can recommend us. Second story I have to tell you is about a friend of mine. His name is Kirk, and he's been in the radio business and the journalism business for years. Now, I've known Kirk since high school, and when my first book came out, Kirk contacted me and said, hey, would you like to do an interview on the radio about your book? Because he was interested as like, how did you write a book? I didn't know you were a writer, all these other things. And it was just cool to connect up with somebody from high school who wanted to interview me on the radio. I found out via social media, and it was kind of late in the game, that Kirk has been battling cancer for the last 9 months. And so I felt compelled to reach out to him and interview him. As a matter of fact, he is going to be episode number 193. Check it out. But what I wanted to interview him about was his life experience. And I wanted to use it in a way that I could help you and say, how do you conduct good interviews? What are some of the key things you have to think about? How do you ask questions? How do you deal with people that are going off topic? So I wanted to pick his brain and return the favor. And that was all based on something that I saw on social media about him going through this struggle. Now, Kirk has throat cancer and jaw cancer. And that's like having a baseball player who's a pitcher have his arm cut off. Because if you're in the radio business and you can't talk, you're not in business anymore. Luckily, he has enough control over his voice that he can talk. And we had a great interview, and I hope you listen to that next one. But again, it's all about being human. So when you're trying to look like this huge business and promote all the things that you're doing, think about it. You're in the relationship marketing space. And it was from a simple social media post that I was invited to be on his radio show, and vice versa. I invited him to be on my radio show, not only to use his expertise to help give him purpose, but also then to communicate to all of our friends from high school and give him a platform to talk to them. So it becomes a win-win situation. There's a book that I love. It's called The 100-0 Principle. And it was written by my mentor, Al Ritter. And the principle in the book is this: give 100% of yourself 100% of the time, expect nothing in return, and watch what happens. And that's it. It's all about being in a relationship with no strings attached. So that was the thing I tried to do, was give my friend a platform to keep his voice rolling out there and to let him still enjoy what he enjoys the most, and that is talking, interviewing, and answering questions. Now, the third problem that I see that most people do is taking social media too far the other way. And that is, honestly, people don't care what you ate today. And especially, people don't want to know your political opinions. All right? They don't want to know your religious opinions or any of those other things. Now, maybe you're very passionate about that stuff, but there's forums for that. There's places to do that. But online is not the place to start creating divisive comments. And this year's political platform has been so divisive. There are so many people defriending each other. I could not believe how much I'm seeing that kind of stuff happen. So the thing about this is, don't be over the top. Don't constantly post about what you're eating or what your kids are doing. Consider your audience to create engagement. Make sure that you're being human, not just your brand, but don't be divisive. Be somebody who allows other people to have their opinions. And you know what? You can always scroll past the stuff if it bothers you. There's no reason you need to get into arguments. So make sure that you're conscious and aware of the things that you're posting, and also be a little forgiving of those people who post things that you don't like. One of the things that happens on my caption contest, if somebody drops an F-bomb, boom, I delete that immediately because I cannot have F-bombs associated with my brand. Then I tell them in a private message, please don't do that because I can't have that associated. Guess what? If they do it again, they're immediately defriended. So the three things that you have to think about is, number one, social media is a medium. Social networking is about relationships. Care about other people. Number two, don't try to act too big. You're in the relationship business. And number three, don't be over the top. Keep it conversational and relational.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.